On the final day of this year's legislative session, a letter was read in both the House and the Senate thanking lawmakers for their efforts to fund education. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
The letter outlined a number of services that will be funded in the nearly $250 million approved for education spending, including teacher supplies, regional service centers, educator licensing fees, and a 4% increase in the weighted pupil unit, or WPU value.
Your commitment to student achievement and positive outcomes in schools is commendable.
Senate Majority Leader Ralph Okerlund read the letter to his fellow senators. It was signed by the Utah Education Association, the Utah Board of Education, the PTA, and a number of other organizations. Okerlund said such a letter was unusual.
I wanted to make sure that everybody got a chance to hear it.
Thank you. We appreciate all of you.
I think we could have done more.
Senate Minority Leader Gene Davis says that he's glad to see this much funding go to education, but
have we reached where we really need to be? I don't think so.
Davis did see one of his bills pass on Thursday that helps fund services for students with autism. But he says Utah is still failing to attract and retain effective teachers. And he pointed to the goal of Our Schools Now, an initiative that is working toward a goal of $750 million for state education, about three times the amount of what the legislature is currently willing to spend. Davis says it's time for Utah to start funding growth, rather than simply tread water. Lee Hale, KUER News.